Hey, listeners, welcome to another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. I'm Chuck Peters, and it's so nice to be back with you. We've taken just a little bit of a hiatus for the summer where we've played some of our greatest hits episodes, and we're back live with brand new content. And joining us today is a really good friend of ours, Taylor Johnson, who leads Next Gen Ministries for Station Hill, the church at Station Hill in Spring Hill, Tennessee, connected into the Brentwood Baptist family. And so, Taylor, we're glad to have you here.
Man, it's great to be here.
We are in a brand new studio.
Yeah.
Some of our new recordings are being done now at the Lifeway headquarters building, which is a brand new facility. We got a gorgeous studio. So if you see any thumbnail images, listeners, we are in a new space. For the last couple of years, we've been recording from home. And so I had a nice microphone in my garage where we've been doing the podcast. Thank you for hanging out with us. We've got better microphones and better space. And I want to be careful to not say better guests as if to diminish our other guests.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But a great opportunity to have you come in being local.
Thank
so thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. I'm excited.
So we want to talk today about a topic that is something that has historically been a really integral part of a lot of our churches, but something that has kind of fallen off a little bit in recent years, maybe even over the last couple decades. Mm-hmm. And that is the idea of missions.
Yeah.
The Great Commission isn't just for adults, and the Great Commission isn't something that is over. It's something that we were called to, right? The Lord gave us that in Matthew, and that the Great Commission is still in effect, and we still need to be about it. And so we want to talk about what does the Great Commission look like in the kids space?
Yeah.
And how do we get there? So Taylor, I know that this is something that is near and dear to your heart personally. Mm-hmm. So tell us about your personal interest in missions and what's your background that gives you a heart for this topic?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in the church, Southern Baptist Church, and we were in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday nights, and many other nights of the week because it was a small church and my parents had a key and my grandfather was the pastor. And so, but even then, my exposure to missions was really limited. You know, we did RAs and GAs and things like that, but really it was really limited. My exposure was limited to, you know, the occasional missionary who would drop in and visit once or maybe twice a year. And so I thought that missions was, you know, kind of for professional Christians, for the all-stars of Christians. And so
when they would come in, let's just go down memory lane a little bit for those of us who have similar shared experiences, right?
Yeah.
They would come in, they would typically be given maybe a few minutes on Sunday morning on the main platform, but they might get the whole Sunday evening service.
Yes.
And they bring in their slide carousel, right? I remember the slides.
Oh, yeah.
Changing slides. And I remember when it went multimedia, now you could dissolve between slides and then some videos. But yeah, those missionaries coming into our local churches who were missionaries that that church supported.
Yeah.
We knew those people and there was relationship there. Mm-hmm. That's how I remember those. And they felt like rock stars or heroes.
They did.
When they came in, it was a big deal.
Yeah. I remember as a kid, seeing some missionaries come in. I believe they were in Kenya, if my memory serves me correctly. But I remember they came in and they told their story. I don't remember much of their story, but the thing that I remember that struck me as a child was that they had quit their jobs, sold their house, sold their cars, packed up everything that they had, moved to Africa, learned a new language, and they're living in the middle of nowhere for the sole purpose of reaching the lost. And that, as a kid, that was so bizarre to me, but it was really intriguing. And so that's really kind of where it started for me. But also, in addition, you know, I didn't go on my first international mission journey until I was, I believe, a freshman or sophomore in college, because the opportunity wasn't there. We did some local things with our student ministry, but I went to Guatemala in, I think, 2009, my sophomore or junior year of college. And then from there, I got to go with our church, Brentwood Baptist, to Cape Town, South Africa, to Hong Kong, different mission journeys. And then from there, my wife and I, we felt called in the mission field ourselves. And so we moved to Cape Town, South Africa. We're there for a few years as missionaries at Brentwood Baptist. And so kind of marrying this heart that I have for missions with my heart for kids ministry. You know, part of our journey as missionaries of Brentwood Baptist was when we came off the field, how can I carry this home and what can we do to help cultivate this missions culture, and passion for our kids at our church, and helping parents understand that it's not just for the Great Commission is not just for adults; it's for Christians. And so, so that's really kind of where that kind of stems from. And so, hopefully, you know, we'll get to dive into some of that more today.
Yeah, that's what a great story. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And I share a similar passion for missions. Mm-hmm. I come from a family of missionaries. My wife was born in Bolivia when her parents served there, and her sister. My wife's only sister is a career missionary church planner in Japan. Wow. And so our only aunt and uncle for my children has lived in Japan their whole life, and our cousins grew up in Japan. And now those three boys are missionaries all over the world. And so it's missions is something that has been very special to us. And we want to instill that within our own children.
Yeah.
But this awareness of missions is something that if we don't, as ministry leaders, even as kids ministry leaders, we need to carry this passion for missions. It's the call that the Lord gave us.
Absolutely.
Right. That we come in for the purpose of going out. You know, I often talk about the call of the Great Commission is come and see, now go and show, come and hear, go and tell, come and get, go and give. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of coming and getting and receiving and seeing and hearing, but we stop there too often. Mm-hmm. And the Christian life becomes about what we get, not about how we go. Mm-hmm. And so we need to train up in our kids that we need to be going.
Absolutely. Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, part of our culture is really feeding into that consumer mentality that, mm-hmm. you know, life is about me. And so, which, you know, I mean, obviously scripturally, being a Christian is direct opposite of that. You know, it's my life isn't about me. It's about giving my life for Christ and whatever, and there, however that unfolds. And so for some people that means giving up everything and moving across the world.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things, you know, that I'm passionate about, you know, at our church and our kids ministry and our next generation ministries is helping kids and students understand that, yes, you can go across the world to reach the lost for Christ, but you can also go across the street.
Yeah.
You can go across the ball field. You can go across the gym. You don't have to necessarily go as a quote unquote missionary, you know, the International Mission Board or North American Mission Board to go be a missionary. You can start right where you're at, wherever God has placed you in, you know, in your kind of your sphere of life. So helping just kids raise that awareness, helping parents see that awareness and how they can equip their kids to go.
Yeah. And raising awareness is where it all begins.
Yes.
So you talked, Taylor, about three key components of the church. Mm-hmm. And missions is one of those three.
Yeah.
So what are the three and how do you feel like we're doing in these areas, generally speaking?
Yeah, I would say, you know, in general, there's kind of three kind of legs of the ministry stool, so to speak, that, you know, worship, discipleship, and missions. And in terms of kids and student ministry, I feel like, you know, most churches get the discipleship component really well. They get the small groups, life groups, Sunday school, whatever they want to call it. You know, we get worship. We figure that out. You know, we have worship. We lead worship. We have worship leaders and understand that. But I feel like where the stool kind of falls apart for a lot of us is, well, yeah, we get missions, but how do we flesh that out with our ministries, with kids and with students? Because, you know, obviously, a fifth grader is not going to jump on a plane and go to Japan,
right?
You know, not by themselves anyway. And so, how we can provide opportunities, well, awareness, and then opportunities for them to experience that. Because I'm really passionate about helping kids give them and their parents opportunities to partake in the Great Commission, not just have to wait like I did until college to be a part of that in an international journey.
So the two kind of key components that we might lean into as mm-hmm. church leaders, as kids ministry leaders, would be awareness and participation, mm-hmm. I think are the kind of two big categories, right? And so
absolutely.
The first part of that is missions education, and the other part is missions experiences.
Yes.
And so let's talk about each of those. Let's talk about missions education. What are mm-hmm. some practical things that we can do? Now, so if as users, if any listeners, if you're using any Lifeway Kids resource, if you're using Bible Studies for Life Kids, the Gospel Project for mm-hmm. Kids, or Explore the Bible Kids, there are missions components that mm-hmm. we include where you can have a missions moment. And oftentimes that includes a video or a story to share about a missionary that we highlight, either someone who's serving within North America, that's mm-hmm. a NAM-related missionary locally, at least in the our hemisphere, and then those internationally that we might highlight through IMB. So if you use a Lifeway Kids resource, one of those big three, there's a missions component that you may have in your hands that you may not be aware of. Mm-hmm. And there are some other really good assets and resources that are out there as well, mm-hmm. but you may have to look a little harder to find.
Yeah.
So part of that is that missions awareness. How, Taylor, what does that look like, or what might that look like within a kids ministry? Is mm-hmm. that something you do weekly? Is it something you do quarterly? And then what does that look like practically speaking?
Yeah. So at our church, we Wednesday nights is kind of our worship and missions focus. And so in terms of preschool and kids ministry. And so for us on Wednesday nights, every Wednesday night after our kids worship time is a focus on a different country in the world where missionaries are living and serving. Mm. And so one of the things that we do is we don't just talk about it and just raising awareness and having that part of a normal conversation in a normal routine for kids is great. But one of the things we try to do as well is try to bring that culture to the kids. And so, for example, if we, you know, just because we talked about Kenya a minute ago, yeah. You know, we have contacts, or our mission department knows people who are serving there or have. And so sometimes we might have them send us a video from Kenya. We might try to find, you know, at an international market, try to find some Kenyan foods or snacks or drinks or something that we could just bring in as a sample so that kids can have a taste or a feel of the culture as we talk about it.
Yeah, that's
fun. And so just trying to bring it to life a little bit for them, because obviously, you know, we can't just jump on a plane and go to Kenya with all the kids. And so trying to make it as tangible as possible for them. And so I think just making missions a part of your regular conversation is a really great place to start for that foundation of awareness. And then from that, if the opportunity is available, we try to bring in missionaries, whether they're from our church, whether they're from International Mission Board, whoever that is available, try to bring them in and let them share their testimony of, you know, how
with
they
the got, kids. You bring them
yes,
in with the kids.
Bring them yeah. in, let them share with the kids. So they share their testimony. Kids ask them questions. And so a lot of the things that kids want to know, like what's the food like? You know, what's the weather? Things like that. But at the end of the day, we always, you know, wrap it up with the reason why he or she or their family moved to wherever they're living is because God called them to go to partake in the Great Commission, Acts 1:8, the whole thing, because they have a broken heart for the lost and the hurting. And that's why they're there. And so for kids, it's really just like it was for me. It's mind blowing for kids to think, man, I'm going to have to give up Chick-fil-A to live in Japan, you know, and be a missionary. I can't do that, you know? And so that's how kids think, but it's really neat. It's really been neat to see at our church how the awareness for kids for missions has grown and their interest. And so we've even had a couple of kids at Vacation Bible School this summer on their response card said, you know, they wanted to talk with an adult. And then through that, they said that they felt called to missions.
Wow.
And so obviously, you know, there's a lot of work to be done there. But how amazing is it, though, that kids in elementary school are feeling like God is leading them to the nations?
Yes.
I think it's incredible. And so, you know, who knows what that's going to look like in the years ahead, but it's just really exciting for me to get to see.
I love that. Yeah. What an awesome thing to report.
So,
you mentioned VBS.
Yeah.
VBS is a place where many of us take a collection for missions and have an opportunity to talk about international missions in that VBS context.
Yeah.
That's a way that kind of bridges missions awareness with missions participation, right? Mm-hmm. To move from education about it to being a part of a missions experience.
Yeah.
Even though those kids at that very young age, many of them for VBS aren't able to go, they are able to give or to be a part of that through VBS. So that is a great, really practical way
it is.
That many churches are already participating in missions education. But where if you are not listener, that could be a really easy on-ramp to say, hey, maybe we should lean in at VBS as a way of promoting missions and raising that awareness.
Absolutely.
And then possibly, Taylor, going to the focus of a midweek or a Sunday evening or even a component on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's something that we're part of, you know, the VBS missions offering. And of course, you know, the kids, you know, love we do a competition, you know, but through that, you know, we share like, this is what your dollars are going to. And it's really neat that year after year we get to, you know, for a couple of years ago. Part of our missions offering was obviously for International Mission Board, but also, but also for some of our own church missions efforts. And so one of the things that we were doing was working on a Bible translation for a village in Nepal. And so that translation was finished about the Old Testament was finished about a year later. And so we were actually able to bring a copy of that completed Old Testament. So kids were actually able to see like, hey, it's not just dollars that we're just, you know, giving and we never see what happens with it, but they're actually able to see a tangible resource that their giving gave towards for global missions, which, you know, I think is just incredible for kids to get to see that.
Yeah, for sure. And families, right? Because yeah, when the kids get involved, the family becomes aware as well,
yes,
which is so cool. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a bit about some missions experiences. So we talked about how giving at VBS kind of bridges into being a part of missions. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different ways that we can give kids opportunities to serve locally and encourage families maybe to go on a mission trip. Mm-hmm. So what are some of those things that you're doing? I know you guys have something called Mission 931. Yeah. Let's talk a bit about that and some other ideas.
Yeah. So one of the things that our student ministry does is called Mission 931. And so it's
that's your area code, right?
For yes, your phone it's our number. Area code. Yeah, absolutely. So so our Brentwood campus, they do Mission 615. So it's you know, area code focused. But so at Station Hill, we spend a week, our students gather together in the mornings and they pray, and then we send them out in vans all over 931 to serve and love the community. Some of them are doing backyard kids clubs, VBS. Some of them are doing, you know, home restoration. Some of them are doing landscaping. So all kinds of hands-on projects. But the whole idea is just to go and engage the community for the sake of the gospel. So that's one of the things that we do. And so our students also go to New Orleans every summer. They just got back about 2 weeks ago, had a great experience there. But in terms of kids ministry, we take our fifth graders on a, it's called a fifth grade mission journey. And in the past, we've taken them to Georgia and Alabama. This year, the last 5 years, we've gone to Jackson, Tennessee. And so we have a relationship there. My home church is in Jackson, and they have a partner there. And so we go and we do backyard kids clubs, VBS style, with a bunch of fifth graders and their parents for 5 days. And so we go and serve there. And so we try to give them just some easy on-ramp opportunities. Again, some of these are local, some of these are national, you know, and then we also encourage families to go on global mission journeys together. Not all of them are global. Like we just had a family mission journey to Montana 2 weeks ago from the Brentwood campus. And so we try to provide opportunities for families with kids to go on mission together. Because like you were saying a few minutes ago, is that participation is how kids learn.
Yeah.
And so giving kids the opportunity, not just to hear about it, but to participate in the Great Commission at a young age is really going to help as they grow into young adults and then adulthood.
So why is that so key? Why not just to tell me all about it and as I sit in the kids' room on a Sunday morning or on a Wednesday night to hear about other people doing this, what is it that is so important about actually giving kids opportunities to participate and serve?
Yeah, I think, and I don't think this is just specific to missions, but in anything that we talk about with kids that we want them to learn and be a part of, if we never give them the opportunity to do it, the chances, in my opinion, the chances of them actually living that out into adulthood is going to be really slim. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important for us to look for intentional ways, to look for resources for awareness, to be intentional, to look for opportunities that kids and families can be a part of now as kids, so that as they grow to be young adults and then adults, that they've had these experiences as a young age, and they can go back and remember, oh man, I remember when my family went to wherever, and the impact that had as a family. And so these mission journeys are also really catalytic for families. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things we, you know, tell families, hey, vacations are awesome. Disney World's great. All these other different things that families do, they're great. But man, think about the memories and the catalyst that going on mission together might be this summer or this fall, whenever it may be. And so we've had just incredible success with families going on mission, coming back and being just blown away at the difference that it's made and the growth that they've experienced as a family.
Yeah, there's something to getting dirty, right? Getting out, meeting people.
Yeah.
And whether the kids are themselves teaching a Bible study or a Bible story or in a VBS experience or just witnessing their parents or other leaders in the church doing that, It's that demonstrating for them what missions looks like.
Yeah.
That's so key.
Absolutely.
I had the opportunity a couple of years back, just pre-COVID, to take my oldest son, who at the time was 15 or so, on a mission trip with our church to Jamaica. And to go there and spend that time together in an orphanage in a community that was a slum community, mm-hmm. and participate in the local church there and teach VBS there.
Yeah,
that's life changing.
It is.
And you mentioned you didn't have that international opportunity until you were in college. Yeah. I didn't have it until I was out of college. Mm-hmm. I got to go to Honduras after I was married. My wife and I went with our church.
Wow.
But that was, even for me as a young adult, that was an amazing life changing experience.
Yeah. It is, absolutely. And so, I think we're on the same page on that. And I'm just really excited for listeners to get to hear this, and hopefully it's just, it's an encouragement to them to say, hey, you know what? You're right. We may not be able to send our whole kids ministry on an international journey, but raising awareness, looking for resources and giving the opportunity to be a part of that is huge.
Absolutely. Well, Taylor, fantastic discussion. I love it. Listeners, we really want to encourage you to make missions education, missions awareness, and include missions opportunities as a part of your kids' ministry. The Great Commission is not just for adults. Mm-hmm. It is for even the youngest of children to begin to understand that there are people all over the world who need to know about Jesus, some of them across the street and others across the world. And so, Taylor, we had also talked a bit about how God has brought the nations to our doorstep, mm-hmm. In this day and age, more so than I recall when I was a child. There are people from every nation, tribe, and tongue who are right here near us.
Absolutely.
That many of us can reach locally. Mm-hmm. So fantastic opportunity. And guys, let's make sure that we are champions for missions and for the Great Commission within our kids and student ministries. Hey, listeners, we have coming up a really cool opportunity for you. It's called the Etch Conference. Etch is our next gen ministry conference that we host each year, Lifeway Kids and Lifeway Students. This year, the Etch Conference is October 9th, 10th, and 11th. It's always been in Nashville area. But the big news is we are moving the event from the Music City Center in downtown Nashville, which we know was beautiful, but had some challenges with cost of parking and hotels and traffic and some of the challenges of just being downtown. We have moved the event down the road to the beautiful facility at Brentwood Baptist Church, just south of Nashville. And because of that, we have been able to do a couple things. There's free parking. We have lowered the ticket price. And so it makes it accessible to more of you to bring more of your people to the Etch Conference. Taylor, you're going to be there.
I will.
And Taylor's leading a couple breakouts at the Etch Conference, one of them on this topic that we've just discussed. The Great Commission isn't just for adults. Mm-hmm. And if you want to talk more with Taylor, come to the Etch Conference.
Yeah.
Get in a room with other leaders who have a similar passion as you for the Great Commission and how to promote missions within our kids' ministries, and come and spend some time with Taylor. You can find information about the Etch Conference at etchconference.com, etchconference.com. You can register and find out all the details about that event there. There are lower rates if you register early and group rates. So check all of that out at etchconference.com. Taylor Johnson, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck.
And listeners, thank you for listening. We'll see you back again soon for another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast.